The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up, while I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy cold morning to everybody. I promise we're going to fix this. It's a new system. I don't know how to work this new system. And I think it might just be because of the cold snap that we're going through. But offer up your sufferings in union with our Lord in the altar. Sound like a good idea for today? Yes? Good. Okay. Little thought for you for the day. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are written to help bring people to believe in Jesus Christ. But the Gospel of John is different. And I mention the Gospel of John because we're going to be hearing from John now for the rest of Lent and all through the Easter season, so you want to understand a little bit about the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is different. It's not written to bring you to faith in Jesus Christ. John assumes you already believe, but what you want is to come to even deeper faith. Okay, now here's hoping that describes all of us. And to that end, just a little bit of a help here today. When you hear the story of this man who's been sitting next to the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, it's a simple reminder that sometimes the only thing we need is just to put forth simple effort. You know what? We're born knowing the difference between right and wrong. Do you know that? Interesting, this is just an aside, interesting psychological study. They took babies up to 3 months old, and they ran them through a battery of psychological tests, and they discovered that babies no older than 3 months, in over 80% of the cases, already knew the basic difference between right and wrong in simple moral decisions. If you're curious to look that up, I happen to remember the reference. The psychologist's name was Paul Bloom. He's from Yale, and I believe the study was entitled, "Can Babies Tell Right from Wrong?" But they know the difference between the right and wrong from the earliest age because God wrote his moral law into our hearts. That should come as no surprise. Our trouble isn't knowing the difference between right and wrong. Our trouble is getting up and choosing it. So hear this story of this man. He's been sitting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Now, the pool of Bethesda, it was believed to have magical healing properties. It was believed that an angel would stir up the water, and that if you could get to the water first, that you'd be healed. Now, we're not going to get into the truthfulness or the falsehood of that, but just consider for a moment that this guy's making the excuse that he hasn't been able to do that for 38 years. Somewhere he stopped trying. And 38 happens to be an interesting number in the Bible. 38 is an Old Testament number. Did you know that? 38 is the number of years the Israelite people wandered in the desert after they refused to try to enter into the Promised Land. If you remember your Old Testament, you might remember the story. Moses leads the people out of slavery in Egypt through the Red Sea, and after a two-year break at the base of Mount Sinai, he takes them directly to the edge of the Promised Land, and he points into the valley, and he says, "This is what God's delivered up to you. Go and take it. It's yours." And the people look down into the Promised Land, and they realize that it's inhabited by a race of really strong people, and they think, "Oh, but this is going to take effort. I don't want to try. I don't want to have to work." And because they wouldn't trust in the Lord, and because they wouldn't try, because they wouldn't pour forth any effort, God punished the people. And they would wander for 38 more years. Well, somehow this man, he has the same fault as the Israelites had, and he's put in his 38 years, and, you know, so the Lord heals him. But the question that you want to ask yourself today is the same question Jesus asks this man laying by the pool. Do you want to be well? Because somewhere in your life, you're sitting by a pool just like this man is. It's true for all of us. Somewhere in your life, there's a place where you've stopped even trying. You're not putting forth any effort anymore. Where you're complacent. Where you've stopped believing in God's providence. Where you've just gotten weary of putting forth the effort that it takes to change. Place where you've fallen from your first love. That first love we once had when we decided to take our faith seriously. So here Jesus asks this question to you as well. Do you want to be well? If we want to be disciples, we need to give our Lord an unqualified yes. Yes, Lord, deliver me from all those places in which I've just given up and I'm not even trying anymore. Lord, deliver me from the faults that I can't even see. Deliver me from the faults that I can see, but I have a real hard time admitting, even to myself. And maybe most of all, Lord, deliver me from the fault of thinking that I can do this all by myself. It's a little thought for you now for these last few weeks of Lent. Do you want to be well? Or do you want to just keep on sitting there? May God deliver us and heal us all. Amen.